This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hundreds of supporters of Iranian President-elect Ibrahim Raisi gathered in Tehran Saturday evening to celebrate his landslide victory in the presidential elections. The crowd assembled on Imam Hussein Square, usually the stage for religious ceremonies, and cheered Raisi's victory by hoisting his picture and Iranian flags. Raisi won a landslide victory in Friday's presidential election, a vote that propelled the supreme leader's protege into Tehran's highest civil position. His election became more of a coronation after his strongest competition found themselves disqualified from running. That sparked calls for a boycott, and many apparently did stay home. Out of more than 59 million eligible voters, only 28.9 million voted, the lowest turnout in the Islamic Republic's history. Brazil confirms that more than 500,000 people in the South American country have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. The nation of 210 million people has been reporting an average of more than 2,000 daily deaths in recent days. The country's health minister confirmed Saturday the official death toll had passed 500,000. Brazil's reported death toll is second only to that of the United States, where the number of lives lost has topped 600,000. Brazil is registering more than 70,000 confirmed coronavirus infections every day. Just 11.4% of the population has been fully vaccinated, according to the government. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro has played down the seriousness of the virus while trying to keep the country's economy running. He dismissed COVID-19 as a little flu and has scorned mask wearing and social distancing. This is VOA News. Myanmar has rejected a UN General Assembly resolution calling for an arms embargo against the Southeast Asian nation and condemning the military's February seizure of power. The foreign ministry statement released Saturday said the resolution was based on one-sided sweeping allegations and false assumptions. The UN General Assembly passed the non-binding resolution Friday. It called on all countries to prevent the flow of arms into Myanmar. It also called on the military to restore the country's democratic transition and condemned its excessive and lethal violence since the takeover. Myanmar's military ousted its civilian government February 1st in a dispute over last November's elections. Since then, hundreds of people have died in confrontations between the junta and demonstrators seeking restoration of the civilian rule. The European Union's foreign policy chief held talks Saturday with senior Lebanese politicians after criticizing them for delays in forming a new cabinet and warning the EU could impose sanctions on those behind the political stalemate. Josep Borrell said Lebanese politicians should quickly form a new government, implement reforms, and reach a deal with the International Monetary Fund to start getting the country out of its paralyzing economic and financial crisis.
And the Lebanese leadership must take its responsibility and adopt the necessary measures without more delay. A government must be formed and key reforms implemented immediately.
The World Bank said earlier this month the crisis is likely to rank as one of the world's worst in more than 150 years. Lebanon defaulted on paying back its debt for the first time in March, while talks with the International Monetary Fund on a bailout package stopped last year. Thousands marched through central Warsaw on Saturday in an equality parade demanding an end to discrimination against the LGBTQ community. In a sea of rainbow flags, the symbol of the LGBTQ community, marchers gathered outside the towering neo-Gothic Palace of Culture in central Warsaw as a DJ played dance music from a stage before the start of the march. LGBTQ rights have become a central part of a wider struggle in the country between liberals, who stress the need for a more tolerant and inclusive society, and religious conservatives, who denounce what they say is an attempt to subvert traditional values in the predominantly Catholic nation. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.